We talked earlier on about trends in course choices revealed by figures from the Central Applications Office. We're going to hear now a forecast about fees that will worry students and particularly their parents about what's ahead. It comes from Professor Ciarán O'Cahoin, who chairs the umbrella body for Institutes of Technology. Professor O'Cahoin, good morning.
Good morning, Cathal.
You are forecasting, from a statement just issued by Institutes of Technology Ireland, that the student fee, without immediate investment, the student fee could rise next year to €4,000. What makes you issue such a forecast and make it?
Well, we've been looking at all of the figures over the last number of years, and certainly we've seen a very significant cutback in investment in higher education over the last 5 years, as right across the public sector. I mean, we welcomed last week the both IBEC and indeed the Tánaiste restated there was a need for further investment in higher education. And what we're saying now, without either an increase in funding, that as a result of not getting funding, the possibility for us will be that the fee next year will have to rise to 4,000 to keep us economically viable and to ensure that we can provide a good quality higher education environment for our students.
Right. Now, you use the word possibility. The fee at present is 2,750, and you're talking about a possibility of it rising to €4,000. What do you mean by possibility? If you don't get more money, is this definite or just possible or what?
Well, we need to get additional funding from the state in terms of providing the higher education system that we're in. The alternative for us is that we would be reducing the number of students that we can take in 2016. And I don't think certainly that's not what anybody in the higher education system would want. But that may be the stark reality, is either we need to get an increase in the funding coming in so that we can really maintain the quality of higher education system that we're renowned for, or the alternative for us will be that we will have to reduce our intake. And already some of our colleagues, and indeed in Athlone, last year, we did have to reduce our numbers coming into engineering and science because of the cap in terms of staffing and the ECF numbers that were there, and indeed the overall funding of the Institute's technology sector.
Is this something, including this specific forecast of a very steep increase, which you say is possible, from 2,750 to 4,000 next year, is it something you've discussed or put to the minister or her department?
Well, we've been in discussions with the department around the need of the funding, and everybody would be aware of that, and we did meet with the minister.
But, to be clear, have you put this forecast that you've given to us, have you put it to them?
No, not as yet, but we will be meeting with the minister over the next couple of weeks, and we will be putting that to her. But the department would be very aware, and the HA would be very aware of the crisis in funding in the higher education sector.
All right, Professor Ciarán O'Cahoin of Institutes of Technology Ireland, thank you very much for talking to us. It's 31 minutes past 8.